Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Garrett, we've quite a bit of cast news to get through this afternoon. Will Poulter, an actor I like a lot, what is he up to?
A great actor. He has just been cast in Amazon's upcoming Lord of the Rings TV series. Big talk about this. Obviously, the films were such a huge success for Peter Jackson, and now Amazon making a big TV show of it. It says they're going to be making about 20 episodes in the first season. They've got J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay developing the series. Game of Thrones producer Brian Cogman signed on as a consulting producer, and J.A. Bayona set to direct multiple episodes as well. This is a big, big series for them. Markella Cavanaugh also cast in the series as well. Other specifics are sort of been kept under wraps at the moment, as you could not be surprised about that. But the series will be set during Middle-earth's Second Age at a time approximately 3 millennia before the events of The Lord of the Rings.
Very good. And Justin Timberlake taking back to some acting too?
Yeah, he's going to be starring in a movie called Palmer, and this is from director Fisher Stevens, who's probably known for some of his documentary work Before the Flood and The Cove were some very successful films, Oscar nominated from him. Filming is going to begin in late autumn. It was a script that sat on the blacklist. This is the most notable scripts that sometimes don't get produced and then gets picked up, but it follows a former college football phenomenon who returns from prison to his hometown to try and get his life back on track. He faces not lingering conflicts from his past, but also a more surprising challenge as he finds himself suddenly in charge of a unique young boy abandoned by his wayward mother. So that's a good combination of Justin Timberlake and director Fisher Stevens.
Very good. Now, meanwhile, Tom Cruise will be back with another Mission Impossible, but who will be joining him?
Yeah, Hayley Atwell has just been announced as the actress is joining the upcoming installment of the Mission Impossible franchise. This was announced to the world on Christopher McQuarrie, that's the director's Instagram account, and he was responsible for directing the last two movies, Rogue Nation and Fallout, which obviously were massive in the franchise, so it's no surprise that they're keeping with him. But here's the thing, they're making two of these movies back to back, so the seventh film in the series is scheduled for July 23rd 2021 and the eighth in the installment in the series will
believe,
release August 5th, 2022.
And we'll all be there.
Yes.
You've last bit of casting news for us.
Yeah, we do. Darren Criss is set to star in and executive produce a new series called Hollywood, and this is with Ryan Murphy, I suppose, the great producer of, you know, these shows, The Assassination of Gianni Versace, etc., etc. But I love the sort of announcement of it. It said that the two of them met for dinner. They spoke about a series set in Hollywood in the 1940s, sort of covering several narratives. And then 2 days later, he finds out from Ryan Murphy that Netflix bought it.
Ah.
And that's it. And so he's okay. Set to star and executive produce in it. So the series will not be coming to Netflix until May 2020. But, you know, Darren Criss was fantastic in The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Fantastic.
Won a lot of awards for it as well. So that's a great combination.
Very good. What about a combination for the sequel and the director in mind for the Tomb Raider
reboot? Yeah, so they're going forward with a sequel to this. Alicia Vikander starred in the Tomb Raider reboot, and obviously it did well enough that they feel that it's worth a sequel. Quite a surprise, actually, when I read this. Ben Wheatley has been decided as the director to do the sequel. He would be known for films like Kill List and Free Fire. And Vikander will reprise her role as Laura Croft in the follow-up to the game adaptation, with a new film setting a release date of March 19th, 2021, and filming for that is going to begin, I think, early next year. Wheatley at the moment is actually in post-production on the latest Rebecca adaptation that he's working on as well. So there we go. We'll keep an eye on that.
We will indeed. Now it is festival time, Toronto Film Festival kicking off, and let's just take a little recap of the Venice Film Festival and Telluride Film Festival. Last week we mentioned the Judy biopic, Renée Zellweger getting very good reviews out of that. The film kind of
Yeah.
Okay, I think they're saying.
Mixed enough reviews. Yeah. Like, it's one of these films, I think, where the performance is fantastic.
Yes.
The film's not amazing, but you have to kind of acknowledge the performance. And sometimes it goes forward into these awards categories because you just can't separate it at that stage. And you're sort of bowled over by the performance. Yeah, I mean, all these festivals sort of come thick and fast with Venice, Telluride, and now Toronto that has taken place. And so we get all this sort of push from everybody in terms of what they're trying to see will emerge as the contenders that will dominate.
I mean, Joaquin Phoenix and The Joker seems
to be
way up
there. That got a lot of big reviews as well, and a big standing ovation. I mean, others that sort of stand out, we've yet to sort of see The Irishman, that's going to bow shortly at the New York Film Festival. But Noah Baumbach's movie Marriage Story, about a divorce played out from both sides, has played to rave reviews. That stars Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. Now, that's a Netflix film as well, so we're probably going to have the same issues with that, in that it's going to get a limited release. The Two Popes has been getting a lot of interest. This is Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce. It's a sort of spin on what three private meetings held between Pope Benedict and Pope Francis would be like.
So Pope Benedict played by Hopkins, and I have to say Jonathan Pryce looks extraordinarily like Pope Francis.
Yes,
it's
he does. I mean, it's fantastic casting. So that's been getting a lot of good reviews. Ad Astra, this is the Brad Pitt movie that's coming shortly. That's performed well as well. And then there's the Christian Bale, Matt Damon historical action drama Ford versus Ferrari. That's been getting significant acclaim for Christian Bale. So yeah, there's a lot kind of happening, and I suppose we'll have more next week because after
Toronto,
the films bow at the Toronto Film Festival, we'll see what attention is coming towards them.
Okay, more from Toronto next week. Meanwhile, Will Smith and a science fiction project.
Yeah, this is with screenwriter Akiva Goldsman, who worked together with Smith on projects like I Am Legend and I, Robot. So they're teaming up for another sci-fi property. It's in early development, but it's an adaptation of the novel Brilliance. Now, it was published in 2013, and it's from author Marcus Seki, and it takes place in a world in which 1% of the population has been born with special powers since 1980. So Smith will play a federal agent, Nick Cooper, is tasked with keeping tabs on individuals with special gifts who are known as Brilliance. Cooper has special powers himself, the ability to read body language so well he can predict people's moves. I like the sound of that. There's other installments in the series as well, so they're probably hoping that this will take fire and you'll get a series. The other books are called A Better World and Written in Fire. So Smith has done well actually this year because Aladdin became the first film to gross $1 billion at the worldwide box office, and he's going to be in Ang Lee's Gemini Man as well, due out in October.
Okay, what about the Happy Mondays?
Happy Mondays, I was really surprised to read this. This is a project that's been announced at the Toronto Film Festival, and that Jack O'Connell is in advanced negotiations to play Happy Mondays frontman Sean Ryder in a movie called Twisting My Melon. So in addition to O'Connell, Jason Isaacs in talks to play Derek Ryder, Sean's father. Holiday Granger is likely to play his girlfriend, and Maxine Peake will portray his mother in the movie as well. But the Happy Mondays were giants of the independent music scene in the UK, combining elements of funk and psychedelic with hits such as Hallelujah and Mad Cyril. So the project originated and developed with Matt Greenhull, and he dramatised work before because he was involved with the screenplay for the John Lennon drama Nowhere Boy the Ian Curtis biopic Control, and this will mark his feature film debut. So I like
very
the sound
good.
Of that.
What trailer are you asking us to check out this week?
Okay, so I mentioned Will Smith. Well, he is back, and he's back with his partner in crime, in crime, Martin Lawrence, for Bad Boys for Life. So they've decided to revisit this, bring back the two police cops in Miami and everything. I suppose you've got sort of the promise of retirement and all going on in this story.
Yes.
We've seen this played out many times before, but people like the style of the Bad Boys movies, and it certainly doesn't let you down. So check out the trailer of that. Martin Lawrence and Will Smith starring in Bad Boys for Life. It's out in January.
Okay, let's see what's out in cinemas this weekend. One for horror fans to begin.
To the losers.
We made an oath.
Swear. If it isn't dead, if it ever comes back, we'll come back to you.
We didn't stop it.
Pennywise.
The clown. We can't let it happen again.
Hello?
Yeah, uh-oh, scary clowns all round.
Pennywise is back. This is It, Chapter 2. It's 27 years after the first encounter with the terrifying Pennywise. The Losers Club have grown up and moved away until a devastating phone call brings them back. This is already sort of burning it up at the US box office,
making
a lot of money. Yeah, Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, Bill Hader leading the cast in this one.
All right, so what else have you for us?
Okay, so a lot of limited releases. We've got Beige. Martin is a fisherman without a boat. His brother Stephen having repurposed it as a tourist boat. With their childhood home now a getaway for London money, Martin is displaced to the estate above the harbour. Edward Rowe stars in that. You've got The Shiny Shrimps as well. This is about an Olympian champion at the end of his career. He makes a homophobic statement on TV in his punishment. Well, he then has to go and coach a flamboyant amateur gay water polo team. You've also got Rojo. This is a Argentinian story set in the pre-coup d'etat. A successful lawyer starts to feel against the ropes when a secret of the past threatens his present. And then you've got a low-budget Irish comedy as well called Thank You Come Again. This is set in a porn shop where you've got lots of different stories of priests, blood diamonds, etc., etc. happening.
That's quite a mixture this
week. It's quite a mixture.
Garrett, what TV movie are you recommending for us finally?
Yeah, this is a movie that's on tonight called Split.
Oh, yeah.
And M. Night Shyamalan directs this. James McAvoy, really good as the character
he's
in this.
He's scary in it, yeah.
He's got 23 distinct personalities and then he has a frightful new 24th one emerging as well.
Quite an acting challenge, that role, you know.
It was a big acting challenge and he's quite good in the movie. But if you've not seen it, it's worth watching for that. So he stars alongside Anya Taylor-Joy. So check it out, Split. It's on Channel 4 tonight at 9 p.m.
Lovely. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.